This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Last week, four former Blackwater security contractors were convicted of charges relating to a shooting in a public square in Baghdad in 2007. One of those guards faces a mandatory minimum life sentence for murder, but the case has not been easy to try. That's because it's often unclear who has the authority to prosecute U.S. contractors working overseas. Democratic Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill first introduced a bill to clear up this very situation back in 2007, but it was met with pushback. In the wake of the latest convictions, he is reintroducing the bill, and he joins me now to talk about it. Congressman Price, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.
So in a little more detail, what is this bill designed to do?
This bill is designed to provide a clear path forward for prosecuting cases of criminal misconduct by contractors, by people who contract with the U.S. government to carry out functions that the government has prescribed. The Nisour Square case, where there was just this awful crime committed, and it's been so difficult to try the case. It still could be successfully appealed. We don't know. The case was thrown out once. It took 7 years. I mean, this actually is the exception that proves the rule. I think that this jurisdiction, this responsibility for such cases, needs to be clarified.
When you first introduced the bill in 2007, as you mentioned, the Bush administration said the result of that would be American judicial authority into places where it was unwise or unwarranted to extend. Do you think this bill could create a burden on the American judicial system?
No, I think properly drafted and properly administered, it would be a very, very clear delineation of responsibility. Yes, some responsibility would be placed on the Justice Department and on the FBI, no question about that. That, in my view, is far preferable to the kind of uncertain authority that we've seen in the Nisour Square case and many other cases simply going uninvestigated and unprosecuted. This creates a kind of radical uncertainty for contractors and a lack of certainty on the part of the American people that our laws will be honored and observed by people acting in our name.
There are a lot of gray areas when it comes to contracting. It seems Blackwater, for example, was a State Department contractor, not a Defense Department contractor. What does the bill do to make sense of this web of American contracts and accountability?
Well, that, of course, is the reality we're dealing with here, and this is very, very widespread, this contracting out of various kind of security and other responsibilities. The trouble is the legal rules and legal authorities have not followed this extensive contracting, and so it's a murky gray area what the rules are. This bill is comprehensive. It would deal with anyone contracting with any agency of the U.S. government, as well as government employees themselves. In other words, it provides a uniform and comprehensive legal regime for people acting in our name and in the name of our country.
Five people in total have been convicted of crimes in the 2007 Blackwater case, four of them last week. Does that show that the system is working fine as is, that there is a system of checks and balances, that those who have done wrong will be prosecuted? It might take some time, but the judicial system will catch up with them.
No, absolutely not. I take no comfort at all in this. I mean, I guess, yes, you have to say these men have been convicted, but the way this case has gone I don't think is reassuring at all. It's taken 7 years. The legal authority was, at least to some judges, was not clear. This one may be successfully prosecuted, but it just puts in glaring relief the problems in pursuing a case like this.
Democratic Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill talking about legislation he's sponsoring to extend judicial oversight to American contractors overseas. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.